Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What's going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy like myself, 5 years strong, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about how in the beginning of a relationship with a narcissist, they will magnify your good qualities, but then turn around and then magnify your insecurities. Later on, they'll magnify your insecurities and things like that. So we all know the cycle of narcissistic abuse, the cycle of relationship with a narcissist. Love bombing, devalue, discard, and sometimes Hoover. Now, they don't, all narcissists don't Hoover, y'all. But in this situation right here, like I said, in the beginning, it's like they hold a magnifying glass up to all the things that they see in you, all the good qualities that that narcissistic person sees in you, they hold a magnifying glass to, and they amplify all the good things about you. They do, and you love that. You're a human being, so you absolutely love that stuff, right? You love it. You're devouring it because you're a human being. You like to be validated for your good qualities. You like when people compliment you on the things that you worked hard at. You know, your education, your personality, your bubbly smile, your bubbly personality. You know what I mean? Your huge group of friends. You know what I mean? How outgoing you are, how aggressive you are in business or whatever. Whatever your good qualities are, that narcissistic person, they will absolutely hold a magnifying glass to them and amplify them, so you see them more clearly now. You're like, dang, this person really complimented me on all this stuff. I really like that. They'll love bomb you with they'll love bomb you and magnify with the stuff that you already do, the stuff that other people compliment you on as well. They just magnify. They hold a magnifying glass up to it and stuff like that. You know what I mean? It's like you are an ant, right? And they look at you through a magnifying glass, so everything seems bigger, right? Everything seems bigger. I tell this to people all the time, the same things that a narcissistic person holds in high esteem in the beginning will be the same things that later on that they hurt and chastise you for. So later on, they'll magnify your bad qualities. They'll magnify your insecurities. And they'll take and magnify the things that they held that they liked at first. And now they'll all be bad things, y'all. Seriously. So they'll magnify that stuff. Seriously. They'll magnify all the good stuff. They flip around and hate now. You mean that same magnifying, like I said in this last analogy, you are the ant, and they're holding the magnifying glass to you, so you can see all your body parts, you can see all your good qualities and stuff like that. But what a lot of people don't realize is that magnifying glass, they're trying to catch the sun in it. You know how some people cook ants with the magnifying glass? That's what they end up doing to you. At first, it looks good, everything looks better underneath the magnifying glass until you realize what they're using the magnifying glass for. Now, the sun hits it just right, and it starts to cook you. The same qualities that they've been magnifying, now they're burning you up for. They're using the sun to burn you up. The devaluation phase has started, you know? So they were magnifying the good stuff at first. Now they're magnifying the bad stuff, which the stuff, you know, even the good stuff, they can flip around and make it seem like it's bad stuff. Let's keep it real like that. Because they'll use the same stuff, like I said, the stuff they used to compliment you on, now they chastise you for. Hey, look, I love your outgoing, bubbly personality. That's what they used to say first. Now, you need to shut the hell up. You talk too much. You're too friendly. You mean you're cheating on me because you talk too much. You must be wanting to cheat on me because all you do is talk to other people. You know what I mean? You talk to too many people. You talk too damn much. It's the same quality, right? It's the same quality under the magnifying glass at first. They worshiped you for it. They loved it about you at first, right? The sun hit it. Now they're cooking you for it. You're the same ant, the same magnifying glass. Just they caught you under the sun, and that's the wave of sun. The devaluation phase has started, and now they're cooking you for the same type of stuff. You're in the same spot. You're in the same spot. They just moved the magnifying glass, and it caught a beam of the sun, and now it's cooking you under that sun. You know what I mean? I don't know how. Pause break real quick. I don't know how the hell I just came up with that. I just thought magnifying glass, ant, and it just went from there. I started thinking about y'all seen the movie Ants, the kids movie Ants, how they were I think Sylvester Stallone and Jennifer Lopez are in it and stuff like that with the ant named Z. Anyway, just that movie right there. I remember that. And how they would try to cook at the picnic. They were using magnifying glass to cook the ants. Okay, all right. Sidebar. Okay, I'm back. But seriously, the same things that they loved about you at first, y'all, now they're magnifying and hating. They are. Now they're magnifying. That's using the same magnifying glass to point out your insecurities, to cook you. Hey, I love that you lost all that. Like, you look so good. Like, at first, it's things like, you look so good. Like, you a workout warrior. I love that about you. Now, it's like, I can tell you used to weigh a lot because your arms are still, you still got little arm flaps. You know, your arm, you lost a lot of weight, but, you know, your skin a little loose. They now the same thing.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Y'all, I tell you, the same thing that they loved before about you, the stuff they magnify that they like, they told you they liked the stuff about you. It turns out they hate it. It turns out they're insecure about it. Your ability to talk, your ability to lose weight, your ability to whatever, your ability to make friends, have authentic, genuine connections with people, they magnify that stuff and they hate you for it now. Because they magnify your insecurities, because they are our insecurities, things that we might also be insecure about. We have to magnify them on you. You see what I'm saying? A lot of people, and sometimes their stuff will go off some people's heads, but I'm super insecure about it. Like, y'all been following me for a long time. You know, I just had some crowns put into my mouth, right? I was super insecure about my teeth for 37 years. I'm 37 years old, y'all. I finally decided to do that. I used to hate to smile. I still hate this. It's still kind of hard to break through that. But I'm always particular about other people's teeth. But I'm super insecure about mine. I was like, ah, you know what I mean? And it was crazy. I'm still insecure about my teeth now. I don't think I do. Weirdly, the way my mind works, I don't think I deserve to smile. It's just weird, y'all. It's just like, this is not your real teeth. You don't deserve. The mind of a narcissist is a wild environment. But seriously, y'all, don't let them magnify your stuff and use it against you later on. You mean take the compliments, especially over the top compliments in the beginning, because I see it happen in the beginning of relationships all the time. But over the top compliments, they just keep doing it and doing it and doing it. They the same thing. I'm just telling you, y'all can attest to this. If you listen to this video this far, leave it in the comment section. Or if you're on Anchor or whatever, Apple Podcast, whatever, leave it. Send me a message. What did they hold? What did they love about you at first? Now they hate about you now. What did they love about you? Because it happens all the time in these relationship dynamics, y'all. This is not me making this up. It happens all the time. I promise you. The same things that they just like, I love that about you. You're so this, you're so that. Now, the same stuff, they're like, I hate this about you. You're so this, you're so that. And it's the same exact thing. Nothing has changed. Nothing has changed except for how they feel about it. How they decide to project it onto you. And guess what? The stuff that they project about and try to make you feel insecure about, like I said, are also possibly our insecurities. Or things that we are jealous of you for. So we need to bring you down a notch. You know what I mean? We need to bring you down to our level, because how dare you get to be secure and we're insecure? How dare you get to be comfortable in your own skin and we can't be? That's how my mind works, y'all. I'm just telling you, this is what makes me the self-aware narcissist, because I understand the dynamic, y'all. I understand what I'm going through and how my mind works. You know what I mean? I get it, and I can articulate it very well. And some people don't like me for that. I understand that dynamic, y'all. Yeah, you mean I understand it. The dynamic, the strength, the power. Stay empowered on your journey, y'all. Because the stuff that they're holding against you, the stuff that they're talking shit about you for, the stuff that they're talking shit about you for are things that they might be jealous of. Look, peel back the layers, y'all. Pull back the blanket. Understand, why are you saying it? This is unnecessary. Why are you saying this outrageous stuff to me? Maybe because they're jealous of y'all. Maybe because they wish they had that. Maybe because they wish they possessed that quality in themselves. Maybe, just maybe. You mean, try to replace, I'm gonna write this thing, try to replace you. It's a video idea. I be giving myself video ideas when I'm talking to y'all. Thank y'all. Thank you. Yeah, but it's maybe they're jealous of this stuff about you. You know what I mean? So you have to empower yourself. Just look, so take the insults as compliments. Like, damn, you said I lost weight. I look good, but I lost weight. But gotcha. I know you're jealous of me. Don't let them have their power over you, y'all. Maybe we gotta cut this thing short. If you listen to this on Apple Music, Spotify, or whatever, hit that 5 stars from your Amazon, on the podcast, Amazon, iHeartRadio, whatever. Give me 5 stars. Give me a good rating, y'all. Please, please, please. I appreciate all the great ratings, y'all. I know I kind of get thrown off sometimes. Sorry. But I truly appreciate every single one of y'all. I'm just like, the support on my journey has been incredible, y'all. I'm just forever grateful. So, Austin, Texas, October the 15th. Come see me live and in person, doing our meet and greet workshop or whatnot. And then November 19th, we'll be in Toronto, Canada to check out that too, y'all. So, Toronto, Canada is going to be our first meet and greet. Both of these registrations can be found on NARC Avengers, NARC Avengers, like the Avengers, .com/Texas or /Toronto. Or you can just go to NARCAvengers.com and go from there. I'm truly appreciative of every single one of y'all. I'm super thankful. Y'all know the brand is here. The self-love brand is here, is available now as well. The link is in the description of every video and podcast. Thank you. I'm truly grateful. I can't express how grateful I am for y'all. Seriously, y'all. Thank you. Mental Illness is out. Peace. Like and subscribe.